Good evening. As Reggie has already mentioned, we appreciate your presence, and especially if you're visiting with us, we're thankful that you are here. And I hope that our study this evening from God's Word will be helpful and beneficial to all of us as we go throughout this world seeking to serve God in the best way possible. And I'm glad that you're here. This evening, as we announced, we're going to talk a little bit about Solomon and social media. And of course, we know that Solomon never sent out any tweets. He never Facebooked anybody. But we know that he had some wisdom in using our tongue and communicating with others. And I want to begin with the scripture reading that we had this evening in Colossians chapter 4. I'd like to break that down just a little bit before we go into our lesson. And I hope that this will be helpful to all of us. And it's not a lesson bashing social media. We're going to close this evening talking about how that we can use that in a good way. But all along the way, we can learn from God's Word and use that in a good way. Anything that we have can be used for good or bad. I think about a rifle. You know, you can take a rifle and use it for good, to hunt for food, or you can use a rifle to kill somebody. You can use your car to transport you through town, or you can use your car to hurt somebody. Anything really in life can be used in a good or bad way. And the same thing, of course, would be true with social media. But in Colossians chapter 4, the first thing I wanted us to notice is in verse 5, Paul says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Them that are without would be non-Christians out in the world. And Paul says, first of all, to walk in wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. We're going to look particularly this evening at the book of Proverbs. But wisdom comes from God. Wisdom can also come from below. James says in James chapter 3, it can be human wisdom, worldly wisdom, or it can come from God. And so first of all, with regard to our communication, we need to be wise. We need to be using wisdom. We need to be applying biblical principles in our communication with others. That's the first thing that I would notice. The second thing is, in verse 6, let your speech be always with grace, pleasant, kind. And that's difficult to do sometimes. It's a challenge. But it must always be pleasant and kind. And then the third thing that Paul says is, seasoned with salt. Seasoned with salt. And whether you look at the figure of salt as a preservative or a figure of salt as something that provides flavoring or seasoning, I believe that's the idea here in the verse. We're talking about speech that is above and beyond that which the ordinary person would be giving. With regard to our social media or any communication that we make, it needs to be above the level of the world. We need to rise above the level of the world, be different, not just the bland speech that is often found in the world, but that which is seasoned with salt. And then last of all, Paul says that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Look at that little word, ought. Whenever you see ought in the Bible, that is a moral obligation. It's not a suggestion. It's not an opinion. This is a moral ought. This is the way things ought to be in God's realm. And so we're going to learn this evening some biblical principles that will help us in our communication as we talk a little bit this evening about what I'm going to call Solomon and social media. You know, this is clearly a phenomenon that is a part of our lives. I would say that many of us here this evening, if not a majority of us, engage in some sort of communication via technology. And so I thought from time to time it'd be good for us to remind ourselves as Christians how we ought to be using this, how we ought to be having the wisdom in our lives and so forth. And so I thought that would be helpful. And when you look at this type of communication, there are some pros and cons. You know, I think about how quick we can communicate. It's a convenient way, and there are a lot of great uses for it. We use that in our daily lives to communicate. Sometimes we use it in our jobs, if not just in our personal affairs. And it's a quick and convenient way to talk with others. But just like anything, the devil can take something that is good and he can turn it into something bad. And so it can also become a quick and convenient way to sin. It's a quick and convenient way to say things that we shouldn't say. And to be led astray by false information. And I think we're seeing that a lot today. We see it in politics, we see it in daily affairs, we see it in matters of religion and other things like that, where people quickly want to communicate. And a lot of it's just false. It's just not true. And so many people live in this world, and it's not necessarily a bad world. It can be that way, but because many live in this world from day to day, I want to look at some principles from the book of Proverbs that I hope will help us along those lines. And so this evening I want to look at that. We're going to begin this evening with a caution, and then we're going to look at some principles from Proverbs, and then I hope to close in a positive way if we are using social media, to close this evening in a positive way to say that we can, as Christians, use that in a good way to help others. First of all, by way of a caution, I would remind us that when we are out living our Christian lives, we don't live in two different worlds. I think sometimes with regard to social media, maybe young people especially, maybe older ones as well, we haven't learned this. And so some have the idea that when I'm in my world of technology, that's one world that I'm in, and it has a completely separate set of rules than when I'm in a normal, regular relationship, just having a conversation with somebody. When I'm on my phone or I'm on my computer, it's the social media world. And so it operates in some sort of separate way. It doesn't. We don't live in two different worlds. We don't act one way with our phones and our computers and then act another way with just what we might call ordinary, regular conversation. But that's sort of the line that's been sold in our society, where when you're Facebooking and tweeting and Instagramming and all these kinds of things, that, you know, it's kind of okay to say things and do things and this and that. It's almost like, well, if you're in that world, it's okay to operate that way. The first caution or reminder I would make for us this evening is that as a Christian, we don't operate in two different worlds. We have one world, and it's a world that is governed by God's Word. And so if we're engaging in social media, or if we're just sitting down and having a conversation with someone across the table, no technology whatsoever, it's the same world. And we need to remember that. And I think about some things that the Apostle Paul says. There are three times in the New Testament where Paul says, whatever you do, whether it home, school, work, private, public, social media, a plain old regular conversation with somebody, it's the same life as a Christian. Paul says, for example, in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 31, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. It doesn't matter where I am. It doesn't matter what I'm doing throughout the day. Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. We don't live in two different worlds. It's the same world that operates under the same laws by which God has given us to operate as a Christian. So whether I'm having just a plain old regular conversation or whether I'm tweeting something, I need to follow the same rules. It's not two different worlds. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17, whatever you do, do all in the name of the Lord. In fact, he had said in that verse, whatever you do in word or in deed. So our speaking and our actions throughout the day needs to be by God's authority, whatever it is. And then last of all, in Colossians 3 and verse 23, right before the reading here this evening, whatever you do, work heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Whatever we're doing, can we say that we're doing this unto the Lord? Can we say that it is bringing glory to Him? It is honoring Him by what we've just posted on Facebook or we've just tweeted, so forth. So it's not a separate world that we're in. And I hope that we will think about that. And brethren, think about that this evening with regard to other things online. There's the pornography epidemic and other kinds of things. What has happened is that some have taken the approach that, well, when I'm with my computer, that's my world that I'm in for that moment. And then I'll go back to being church later, or I'll go back to being a Christian later. It's not two different worlds. And that's the mistake we've made. And so let's remember that when we're engaged in our technology, we're still supposed to be that Christian that God wants us to be. So whatever we do, make sure that we bring glory to God. Number two, that we do it by God's authority. And number three, that we're working heartily unto the Lord. So that would be a caution that I would, or a reminder that I would say at the very beginning. We live in one world, and that's the world that God wants us to be in and follow His Word. So turn with me now to the book of Proverbs, and I want to look at five principles this evening that I hope will help us in our communication. And whether we have social media or not, this is good for all of us just to remember. These are just Proverbs that talk about communicating. And it could be something that we are texting or tweeting on our phone. It could be something that we're blogging. It could be something on Facebook. It could be just a plain old conversation that you're having with somebody riding along in the car or sitting across the table. Either way, it doesn't matter. We're going to say some things this evening about social media. But it could be just any communication. Let's remind ourselves of the wisdom that Solomon gives us from God's Word. One of the greatest prayers ever prayed in the Old Testament is Solomon's prayer, "Lord, give me wisdom." And as a result of that, we have books, we have Proverbs, and we have Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon packed full of that wisdom that God gave him and recorded for us hundreds and thousands of years later that we can apply in our lives. So I want to look at five principles this evening that I hope will help us in any form of communication, and especially if we're engaged in social media. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 18. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 18. The first thing that I'd like for us to consider this evening is the idea of taking our time and not rushing to judgment. We live in a social media world that everything is done instantaneously. It's just very quick. Just bang, bang, bang. Somebody says something, somebody fires back quickly, somebody fires back after that, somebody fires back after that, just back and forth, back and forth. I remember when I was much younger in religious conversations, I remember where somebody, for example, might write on a particular Bible topic, and it would be a whole week later before somebody responded to that, or a whole month later if you were talking about a religious journal, for example. There would be an article on baptism, and then a whole month would go by before you saw the response to that. A whole month where a person is planning that, thinking about that, studying that. Now it happens within 30 seconds or less. And so the first principle that I would remind us of this evening is take your time. Don't rush to judgment. It's hard to take it back. Once you have typed that, once you have gotten that out there, it's hard to get it back. And a lot of times, because of our instantaneous society that we live in, we see something and we want to quickly respond, and we do. You can't get it back if it was wrong or if it was something that you shouldn't have said. And so the first principle that I would remind us from the Word of God, Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 18. "There is he that speaketh rashly like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health." And so take your time, slow down. There's no rule that says you have to respond to that tweet or that Facebook post. There's no rule that says you have to immediately get in there and say something about such and such. Take some time. And if we will pray about it or study God's Word about it or think about it, what would be the wise thing to say? That is much better. Look at chapter 15 and verse 28 with me. Proverbs 15 and verse 28. "The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things." Do we study to answer? Okay, here's something that's been said. I'm going to study this a little bit, how I might answer that. We typically don't do that a lot today. It's just quickly saying something and typing something and texting something. And I like the quickness of that. There's nothing wrong with being able to quickly text back and forth. I'm not talking about, hey, can you pick me up a gallon of milk? I'm talking about when we're talking about maybe how someone should live or act or principles or other kinds of heavy-duty types of things, instead of just quickly responding, take your time. Take your time. And don't rush to judgment. Another thing that we're seeing today is that people plaster things very quickly, and we read it and we just assume that's the truth. Well, then, you know, they said such and such about this person, and so it's obviously true. And so we run with that. There are news stories that are having to be retracted over and over again recently because people are rushing to judgment and they're saying, well, so-and-so didn't do this or so-and-so did do this. And then they find out the truth a couple of weeks later and well, we got to retract it now. But you know, you can take your tweets down, and people do that all the time. But have you ever wondered why, for example, on some of these news stories, why is it that we're reading the tweet? If they took it down, why are we still reading it? It's out there. You can't get it back. So you can take it down, but it's still going to be read. And so that's the type of thing that is going on. And so, if you're having conversations with your friends and others, and things are being said about other individuals, just make sure that it's factual, that it's accurate, that it's true, that it's right. Don't rush to judgment. Here's a second principle. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 2. Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 2. Be discerning. Don't believe everything you read. Think. Put on your thinking cap. Discerning means that you're discriminating, not in the racial sense, but you're taking time out of all of this stuff that's being said and written. You're going to go through that and wisely make decisions about what is right and what is wrong. And again, that takes some time. Don't believe everything you read. It's easy in today's quick social media world to be easily misled. Look at Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 2. That you may preserve, verse 1, my son, attend unto my wisdom. This is Solomon and the wise wisdom that is being passed down from God. Attend unto my wisdom, incline thine ear unto my understanding, that you may preserve discretion, and that thy lips may know knowledge. I want you to look at two words in the next few verses that we're looking at, discretion and discerning. Those are two things that have fallen by the wayside because we're in such an instantaneous world that we don't want to take the time to use some discretion, where you step back and say, wait, I'm going to think a little bit here. I'm out on a date. I need to use some discretion. You know, I'm in this situation. I'm in that situation. I need to step back a minute. Use some discerning. Use some discretion. Don't just rush headlong into something that is going on, you see. It's taking the time to discriminate and think clearly about what is going on to make sure that I'm still acting properly as a Christian. And that takes some time to do that. Some mental time to do that. And so, make sure that we're doing that. Look at Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 13. Proverbs 10:13. In the lips of him that hath discernment, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. We just get ourselves into trouble, and it's like being beaten on the back with a rod. When we rush into saying things, and then we have to try to retract it later, and often that is very difficult to do. Look at Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 15. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 15. The simple believe every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. That's a great proverb. The simple believe every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. We're not just going to believe everything we hear. We're not just going to see something, read something. Oh, okay. But we're going to think that through. And especially as a Christian, we're going to use biblical principles to assess that situation. That's why it's good to read our Bible on a daily basis and pray on a daily basis. Because each day we have to discriminate between true and false. Between right and wrong, between actions that are proper and actions that are improper. And some of this is fed to us through social media, and so we're going to have to make some discriminating, discerning decisions. How do we do that? Well, take our time and apply the things that we learn from God's Word in our personal and private lives. But so much is said. It's easy to be misled. And what we're finding today is, and I'm not sure what is worse, the fact that people propagate false information, or the fact that when they're called on it later, they never admit it or retract it. They just move on to the next false information. I'm not sure which is worse. We are actually conditioning ourselves, I believe, in our country today with, and there's nothing wrong with technology, but the use of technology, I believe, is conditioning us to do these things that we're talking about. It's conditioning us. We don't maybe realize it, but our mind is slowly getting into the mode of rushing to judgment without checking it out, or believing everything I hear, and we're being conditioned, and we've got to step back and take a look at it. And I hope that these wise principles from Solomon will help us to do that. So whether we're Facebooking or whether we're just having a plain old conversation with somebody, don't believe everything. It's easy to be misled. Now, a lot of times we surround ourselves by Christians and others who say things that are good and wholesome, and we don't always have to be on guard with that. But much of our conduct and communication with those out in the world, we certainly need to be mindful. Let's look at a third principle from Solomon. Say less, not more. You know, we're in a world where it's easy to just type it and text it with our two thumbs and just get after it. And it's just voluminous volumes of text and data and just pouring it on in paragraph after paragraph. And a lot of times what happens is, as we're going to see what the Proverbs say, the more we talk, the more opportunity it is for trouble to say something that's wrong. Or in this case, type it. Let's look at a few of these. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 19. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 19. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not transgression. In other words, there's going to be eventually transgression and sin the more you talk. But he that refraineth his lips doeth wisely. Less is more. Say less, not more. And there's nothing wrong with responding to people. There's nothing wrong with communicating with people. But the more we go back and forth and get into it, often the more there is the trouble. Look at chapter 12 and verse 13. Chapter 12 and verse 13. In the transgression of the lips is a snare to the evil man, but the righteous shall come out of trouble. Look at chapter 13 and verse 3. Chapter 13, verse 3. He that guardeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. And the opening wide there is not physically opening up your mouth really wide. It's saying a lot of words. And the more you say, the more you type, the more you text, the more you go through those types of things, the more opportunity is to cross from the boundary of helping and doing good and teaching. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Teaching other people the right way. You cross over into maybe another realm that we don't need to be into. Look at chapter 17 and verse 27. Chapter 17 and verse 27. He that spareth his words hath knowledge. And he that is of a cool spirit is a man calm, is a man of understanding. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. He shutteth his lips, and he is esteemed prudent. So the less we say, often the better we are. And then 21 and verse 23. Proverbs 21, 23. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. And maybe we've all experienced that, where we were doing fine up to a point, but then we just said too much. Or in this case, typed too much. Texted too much. And so maybe we've seen that even in our own life, and we realize how easy that is, how common that is, how dangerous that is. Hopefully we learn from that and we don't do that again. But these Proverbs have been here for hundreds and hundreds of years. It's staring us in the face, this wise wisdom that is there. And I hope this evening to go back and review these things and remind ourselves of these kinds of things. So say less, not more. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 11. Let's look at another principle. You know, what little I'm acquainted with, you know, the social media world, I enjoy texting, I enjoy emails, I enjoy the websites, communicating through that. There may be some areas of social media that I don't do, but I see the value in those things, and there's some good things. But when I see that world as a whole, especially in the last few years, one thing that I've noticed is that it's becoming a community that is very negative in nature. The vile and the vitriol that is communicated, blasting people and tearing down and bad mouthing, and our young people, a lot of times, people are communicating with them of a lot of negative messages. Probably in the last 5 to 10 years, I've heard at least a half a dozen news stories or more of where someone hurt themselves, took their lives, did something, and it came out that negative communication was being thrust on them on a regular basis. You know, you're not pretty enough, you're not good enough, you're not this, you're not that. And there's a lot of negative communication out there. And I'm not just talking about bad words, although that's there too. And some of the formats don't allow that, and that's good. I'm just talking about negative, tearing down types of language in conversation. In some places, it's a very dark world. So let's remember this. When you're speaking to others, seek to build up, not to tear down. When you're communicating with your peers and others around you, seek to build them up. We need a world where we are built up. In Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 11, the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. There's so many people that are seeking to tear down. Be a fountain of life to somebody else. Look at verse 20. The tongue of the righteous is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is of little worth. Chapter 12 and verse 14. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the doings of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. What fruit are you producing? What good? Even if you have to discuss something of a stressful situation with somebody, or work through a problem, or deal with something, try to use biblical principles, and we'll talk about this in a minute, to build up. We live in a world that is dark and dreary and run by the devil, and he's happy to divide people and be divisive and be destructive and all of that kind of thing. He loves that. And you'll see in some of this communication, it's just very dark. Don't be caught up in that. Look at chapter 12 and verse 25. Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. That's what we need. And there are people that are in sin, and they're sick and in sin, and they're dying in that relationship, and they have no moral compass. They don't know where they're going. And you might be able to touch them with a positive remark to bring them to Christ. Look at chapter 13 and verse 2. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the treacherous shall eat violence. Chapter 15 and verse 1. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but a grievous word stirreth up anger. When we can be we can be calm, when we can be positive, when we can be encouraging, that helps. Verse 4, a gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is the breaking of a spirit. Look at verse 23. A man hath joy in the answer of his mouth, and a word in due season, how good is it? I love that passage. A word in due season. You've said just the right thing at the right time to help this person. And I'm not just talking about politics. There's a lot of tearing down in the realm of politics. But in other areas, other venues, other parts of our life, there's just a lot of tearing down. It's almost as if our society revels in that and enjoys that, and somehow that's going to help us be a better people, and it doesn't. Look at chapter 15. Chapter 15, verse 26. Evil devices are an abomination to Jehovah, but pleasant words are pure. Chapter 16 and verse 24. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There's going to be plenty of that divisive rhetoric out there. Let that not be among us. And then chapter 18 and verse 21. Chapter 18 and verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You have every day, you have the choice of saying something that is death or life. Death, bringing people down, being negative, or life, building people up. You have a choice. I have a choice. And let's use it in the right way, of course, that God wants us to use it. Now, a lot of times in the area of social media or communication, there is a never-ending lack of opinion. And so in this last principle that I want us to consider from Solomon is that when we're having back and forth with people, when we're discussing things, and I'm not talking about what to pick up at the store, I'm not talking about running errands and this and that. I'm talking about when people have conversations about life and what should, how a person should live or not live. I'm talking about the meaty types of conversations that people have about life. One last thing that we need to learn is that we need to be offering God's objective truth, not subjective opinion. Social media is a whole arena of just personal opinion. I think and I feel. And we've gotten away from objective truth. So let's remind ourselves of that kind of thing. There will be discussions back and forth on very serious kinds of things about gay marriage and abortion and how I'm supposed to live. I'm talking about serious life changing types of things, and people are just constantly sharing opinions. Don't get caught up in that. If we're going to communicate with others, either old school, just having a conversation with somebody, or the social media, let's make sure that when we're talking about things like that, that we're offering God's objective truth. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 10, verses 31 and 32. We need to be offering the knowledge and the wisdom that comes from God's Word. Now, that might not make us very popular when we tweet that or blog that or Facebook that, I understand that. But that's what this world needs. Not another set of opinions, but God's objective truth. And so in Proverbs chapter 10, verses 31 and 32, the mouth of the righteous bringeth forth what? Opinion? No, wisdom. The mouth of the righteous bringeth forth wisdom, but the perverse tongue shall be cut off. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. That's by God's standard, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh perverseness. Look at chapter 11 and verse 9. With his mouth the godless man destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge, that's the knowledge of God's wisdom and word, through knowledge shall the righteous be delivered. Look at chapter 12 and verse 19. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Look at chapter 14 and verse 7. Go in the presence of a foolish man, and thou shalt not perceive him. Thou shalt not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. You're not going to find the lips of knowledge in a fool. But let it be found in us. And these other proverbs that you see listed here speak to the same matter. Giving people knowledge of God's Word. And it's so tempting to enter into that social media world of back and forth all day long. And we want to jump in there. But when we do, make sure, if we're going to enter into that fray, make sure that we're bringing with us the truths of God's Word. About 5 years ago, I saw a Facebook thread that was given to me by several brethren had entered into this Facebook thread. And it had to do with, where do we go when we die, when we go to heaven? Where is heaven? And there were several people that were saying that heaven is on earth. And when we go to heaven, it's going to be on this restored earth, this restored paradise. The earth and the works therein, Peter said it's going to be burned up and gone. But no, that's not actually true. God's going to remake everything. And what I thought interesting about that was, this is a heavy-duty theological discussion. And you can look at the timestamps on these Facebook threads. You can see that people are going back and forth within 60 seconds. And they're saying things about Bible passages that are completely untrue, but they've got it all figured out in 30 seconds. Nobody's looking at context. Nobody's doing any word studies. In the old days, when somebody would make a biblical argument, people would sit and study that and look at that and go home and do the contextual study and the Bible study. Because after all, we're about to offer a statement that can affect people's lives. But today it's just boom, 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 back and forth. And I look down through that and I see all kinds of statements being made. Romans 8, 2 Peter 3, 2 Corinthians 5, all kinds of stuff being said. And it's not matching up with what Paul's teaching. But we're just going back and forth. Because, you know, we want to quickly go back and forth. We're not talking about mundane, innocuous kinds of things. We're talking about things that where we're telling people what the Bible says. That's a very heavy-duty responsibility. So it gets back to what we mentioned earlier about slowing down and making sure that we are accurate. But I think we're conditioning ourselves, if we're not careful. We're conditioning ourselves to just quickly say things, and we're conditioning ourselves to say opinions rather than Bible truths. So I would encourage us to get back to Bible truths. As we come to the close of our lesson, turn with me to the book of James. Some have described James as the other Sermon on the Mount. I like that. James, the Lord's brother, in the book of James, offers another Sermon on the Mount. He offers wisdom for daily Christian living, and you'll find that he touches on these same five things that Solomon does. Christians today, we find these same principles in the New Testament. For example, James says in James chapter 1 and verse 19, "But let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." Take your time. James says to be discerning and discriminating. If you turn over to chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, we're to live by wise understanding. We're to get up each day and have the wisdom that is from above, and that will cause us to be pure and peaceable and gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without variance, without hypocrisy. We're going to have wisdom when we get up each day. We're not just going to live any way we want. In James chapter 3 and verse 2, with regard to the study of the tongue, he says that if any man stumbleth not in word, the same as a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body. I'm not going to stumble in my words, and so one thing that I can do is just say less. Look at chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. We need to build up. We need to use our communication to build up. James talks about how that there are those who will bless the Lord, verse 9, And then they'll turn right around and curse men who are made after the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth cometh forth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. So, build up, not tear down. And then in chapter 5 and verse 19, when we see someone that errs from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he who converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death. What are you converting him to? You ever thought about that? You're converting him back to the truth. You're bringing him back to the truth. And so always offer truth and not personal opinion. So as we close this evening, you know, there are brethren that are effectively using social media in a great way. And I want to close on a positive note. There are brethren here this evening that are using social media in a very effective way. Some are using it to advertise local church events, an upcoming gospel meeting, a Bible study, a singing. Keep doing that. Keep letting people know about the good things that are going on here at Warfield Boulevard or wherever you might be a member. You know, there are other brethren that are having studies with non-Christians. This is a great use of social media. They're studying the Bible with non-Christians and reaching out to them. And there are people in that realm that are searching. And you can be there to talk with them about the Word of God. There are brethren that are effectively posting sermons and Bible class material, and it's helping people all around the world. There are brethren that are using social media to encourage others. They might share a scripture with them. They might share some positive thing. Keep doing that. That's a great use for that. As we find ourselves in that world, if we do, take our time, don't rush to judgment. Be discerning. Say less, not more. Speak to build up, not to tear down, and offer God's objective truth, not our subjective opinions. When you look at Proverbs chapter 4, and we're closing, when you look there, every aspect of a person's life that determines his character and his personality and his relationship with God, all of those important things there are mentioned. And so, the proverb says to make sure that our eyes are following God's word. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep your heart, guard your heart, verse 23. Put away from you a wayward mouth. Let your eyes look right on. Make level the paths of your feet. Your eyes, your heart, your mouth, your eyes, your feet, all of that is controlled by the Word of God. We don't live in two different worlds. A social media world that has a completely different set of rules or no rules at all. And then our Christian world. It's the same world. And every aspect of our life needs to be governed by the Word of God. When Jesus comes again, he tells us in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 37 that every idle word will be that which judges us in the judgment day. There will be no taking any tweets back. We won't be able to take down any Facebook pages. We won't be able to retract or get anything back. It's all out there. Make sure that when we use that for good, knowing that we're going to have to give an account one day of every idle word that we have said. Well, we want to come to the close of our lesson. We're going to stand in just a moment and sing a song of encouragement. We want to encourage you to do that. Jesus gave His life for you. Will you come and give your life for Him? Come and be a Christian. Come and serve the Lord. You know, one of the best ways that you can help somebody around you, your peers, communicating with them, is when they know that you're a godly Christian. Come be a Christian. If you need to come back in some way, if we can help you to return, do that. The best way that we can be an example on others as we communicate with them is to be a godly Christian. If we can help you do that, why won't you come as we stand and as we sing?